The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stocktake sale on now, in-store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to the States. Harley, good morning. Donald Trump's in Europe and he's laying down the law.
Well, he's being tough. I mean, he's certainly talking tough. He said he'd go to Germany and talk about the longtime allies' kind of bent knee to Russia, and he did it directly to Chancellor Merkel on camera, telling her Germany should not have made a deal directly with Russia in that historic natural gas deal. He told her straight up, you expect the U.S. to defend you against Russia, if need be, as part of NATO, and then you make a deal that makes you a puppet of Russia. But she didn't like it.
How'd she like that? Yeah.
Like it at all. Said Germany's a sovereign country, can make its own decisions, and he didn't disagree. He said, so are we. He said, the U.S. is just tired of being the piggy bank for allies. Who don't pay their fair share and don't stand together against mutual adversaries.
Good on him. Well, I mean, he's got a point, doesn't he? I mean, the U.S., I just read the figures out before, 3.6% of your GDP goes on defence, a lot of that to help, you know, defend Europe in case Russia invades or whatever. Germany, the biggest economy in Europe, one of the biggest in the world, spends 1.2% of GDP on defence.
He's proposed that NATO countries spend 4%. We'd have to increase it a little bit, but everybody else would have to increase it a lot because there are only 8 of the 29 countries that spend 2%. And so what he's saying is that, look, at the very least, and this is what the White House said afterward, at the very least, it's important that everyone at least pony up the 2% that is the requirement of being in NATO.
Good on him. Well done. We need a Donald Trump here, Harley. Mexico's new president appears to be preparing for a new relationship with the U.S. meanwhile.
Yeah, he sent some pretty strong signals. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting tomorrow in Mexico, the new president-elect. Has done a couple of things. Number one, he said he'd invite President Trump to his inauguration. Number two, he's going to designate an experienced Mexican diplomat as the ambassador to the U.S. under his administration and a very well-regarded lead trade negotiator for the renegotiation of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Okay. And
these are things that obviously make us think, well, we may just have a new deal, new friendliness with Mexico, whether or not they're going to build a wall for us or not.
I was going to ask you about that. I thought he was going to send a stonemason. Now, before you go, in Florida, they had a couple of strange stories from Florida this morning, including a man with no arms stabbing somebody. But in Florida, this isn't really drunk driving exactly your story.
That's what he says. He's 69, Earl Stevens his name. Police say he was definitely drunk when they got it tested finally. It was about double the limit. But he explained to them, he says, I was not driving drunk. He said, I only drank from my bottle of Jim Beam or whatever it was at stop signs and red lights while I was driving.
Did he get off?
No. Not at all.
You got to give him. You got to reduce the sentence for creativity, if nothing else, though. Only in America. Good on you, Harley. I love that story. I'll speak tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Don't you love that? I wasn't drink driving, officer. I was only drinking at the stop signs. That's brilliant.